Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Today I'm so compelled to talk about happiness. I just feel compelled to because it seems like the universe is telling me to. Like every time I turn on the TV or every time I listen to something on the radio, it's jumping out at me. It's like I just have to talk about happiness. And the reason why I'm talking about happiness is because I've struggled with it like a lot in my life. You know, what is happiness? Am I happy? I always ask myself that question. That's like my baseline. I always ask myself, Ozzy, are you happy? You know, because there was a time when I said, someone asked me, what do you want to be in future? And I said, I just want to be happy. And over time, the person looked at me like strange, like, and then he was like, what does that mean? And I just didn't know what it meant. I just knew that I just wanted to get to a point where I was happy. And so over time, I asked myself that question. I always ask myself, you know, Ozzy, are you happy? Are you happy right now? You know, like, are you waiting for something to happen to be happy? And so I feel like it's time to talk about it. It's time to, you know, really let you guys know what I think happiness is. And it'll be really nice to get you talking and thinking about it too. You know, just evaluate your situation. Think about what you are doing right now. Are you happy or are you stuck in a place where you're waiting for something to happen before you actually become happy? All right, and so I kind of looked up the dictionary psychology today, okay, and the meaning of happiness. And what it says is that happiness is a state of well-being, you know, that encompasses living a good life, you know, a sense of meaning, sense of deep satisfaction. But it also pointed out that, you know, research shows that you have to experience considerable discomfort to get happy. It's not just bouncing from joy to joy or waiting for something to happen. It's like discomfort is also part of happiness. Okay. And so today I'm going to tell you what my take on it is. You know, times when I've been so unhappy, you know, and generally what I'm going to be doing moving forward to improve my happiness. Okay. A question that someone asked one day was, are some people born happier than others? You know, people always talk about nature and nurture. You know, are people born with this or are people born with that? Or is it your situation? So if two babies are born at the same time, the same hospital, is, you know, they don't know anything yet. Is one going to be happier than the other baby? And the truth is there is some genetics to it. There definitely is some genetics to it. So some people are born with genes that predispose them to be unhappy. You know, they have genes that predispose them to depression, genes that predispose them to alcoholism. These things are things that can definitely bring some measure of unhappiness, a great deal of unhappiness in your life in later years, if you then go ahead and develop these conditions. However, we all have a basal level of happiness, okay? So it is now up to you as an individual to increase your happiness or decrease it. Right? So yeah, there's genetics. Genetics plays a role in everything we do. It plays a role in diseases. It plays a role in getting better. It plays a role in just living your everyday life. But there are times when you can actually decide if you're going to be happy, if you're going to be happier, or if you're just going to be stuck. All right. So I'll give you examples and hopefully you guys can, you know, reach back to me and let me know what your thoughts are. Okay. So my grad school experience was all about figuring out, you know, the cause of a particular disease and trying to get that breakthrough moment, you know. So the whole point of grad school is to find something new. And so you're trying every day, you're failing every day, and things are generally not working out. And so I had so many times when I would do an experiment so many times and it would fail and I would be so depressed, you know, and I would literally just sit there. Sometimes I'm sitting in the lab at midnight and I'm just like, God, when am I going to graduate from here? When am I going to be, when will I do enough to be called a doctor, you know? And I would battle with this a lot of nights, many nights. I'm like, am I wasting my time? You know, because for me, I thought that I was going to be happy when I graduated. All right. So I thought that the whole point of everything I was doing was to achieve a certain level of happiness, and that happiness was going to come when I graduated. You see, needless to say, I spent a lot of nights depressed and unhappy. I would do these experiments, they would fail, and I would take, it would be like a personal failure, and I'll, you know, I'll blame myself first. I'll be like, why didn't this work out? Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe it's something I'm not doing right. Maybe there's something I'm not getting, you know. And I can't tell you how many times I repeated certain experiments and how much, you know, it made me feel, you know, what I felt in those moments. But what I've come to realize now, looking back, is that happiness is not a destination. So I'm not going to be happy when I get married. I'm not going to be happy when I get that degree. I'm not going to wait till, you know, when I get money to be happy. I'm not going to wait till when I get that job to be happy. No, I can be happy right now. Isn't that mind-blowing that even when you're going through things that are really, really difficult and you're going through things that are really crazy, you can be happy right now? And I hate to say, but most times I'm happier in retrospect. Like, I'm happier when I'm recalling a memory, because then I'm seeing the big picture and I'm like, oh my goodness, that was a good experience. But in that moment when I was going through it, I didn't feel that way. In that moment, I didn't see the big picture. I wasn't happy. I was, because in that moment, I was thinking that I was going to be happy when this or that happened. But in that moment, I was so burdened with that, that I wasn't happy. I wasn't experiencing the moment. So I'll give you another example. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was saying that a lot of times when we think that we're having fun, we're really not having fun. So a lot of people go to these great places or experience these awesome things, and they really want to Snapchat it. They want to be like, oh, you know, everybody come see what I'm doing. I'm really having fun. But they're only having fun when they're showing other people that they're having fun. So is that really happiness? Are you happy? Or when you put off your phone, when you put down your phone, are you really having a great time? You know, so one thing that I want you guys to actually think about is learn to live in the moment. All right. If you're somewhere, if you're, you know, go, if you go somewhere, enjoy that place. Be part of the conversation. If they're talking about something, get into it. You know, listen, because that's a good way to get into a conversation, is listen first. All right. Some people say, oh, I have nothing to contribute, but you're not listening. So just listen to everyone's opinion, and then you definitely have something to share. And just get into it. Get into the feel of what's happening. Put your phone down, or you know, focus and enjoy the moment. And don't be too carried away with showing other people that you're happy. Try to enjoy the moment. So that's the first thing I'm going to talk about when it comes to happiness. Okay. And then the next thing I'm going to tell you is gratitude. Gratitude is the best attitude. I can't even say that enough. I'll tell you something I did last year. Something I definitely did last year was I took an empty container. I wrapped it with, you know, a wrapping paper. Every day, I wrote one thing that I was grateful for, and I put it in the container. And then my whole goal was that at the end of the year, I would, for Christmas, I would open that container and I would read everything that I was grateful for every single day, 365 days in 2017. And that worked so well. I mean, when it started, I was desperately thinking about things to be grateful for. So after the first couple of days, it was like I had exhausted my entire list. Like, what am I grateful for today? You know? And there were so many times in 2017 when I could have been in an accident, but it didn't happen. Last minute, it didn't happen. And when I got home, I'm like, what am I grateful for today? I'm grateful for the fact that I'm alive. You know what I mean? Like, I'm grateful that this didn't happen or that didn't happen. And then slowly it became not just about me. Sometimes my friends would, you know, call me or text me and say, hey, you know, this thing happened to me. And I get home and I'm thinking, what happened? What good thing happened to me today? And I cannot think of anything. And I'm like, oh, my friend told me this. And so, you know, gradually I was including my friends in my happiness jar. And I can tell you guys, one thing that it really, really did for me was it made me become more aware of my day. So I was no longer coming home and saying, oh, today was just same old thing I do every day, research, you know. No, I was coming home and I was, you know, picking out elements of my day that really, really stood out to me. Times when I had this conversation with this person that I see every day at work, but I never speak to, you know, and I said hello today and she told me like her whole life story, you know, and I was experiencing my day better. I was enjoying the little elements of my day, and I was finding meaning in the things that I was doing. And so at the end of the year, I can tell you, when I opened that jar, it was all kinds of things. You know, I was thanking God for times when I was disappointed, you know, and I noticed that as the year went on, sometimes I didn't have something that I was grateful for. It was a problem that I was experiencing. But then the way that I wrote it down, it was like, oh my God. So today this happened, but I know tomorrow is going to be better because I'm going to do this next, you know? So it wasn't like I had something every single day. It's just the days that I didn't have something, it was always positivity. So you got to choose, do you want to live your life a pessimist or you want to live your life an optimist? You know, because I always ask myself that question, like, am I enjoying life? Are there people who are happier than I am right now? A good way to increase your happiness level is to spend 2 minutes every day telling yourself at least two things that you are grateful for. Now try to change it up. So try to think of new things every day, you know, and then start to reach out to the people in your life and tell them why you're grateful for them. So some of us complain that we have so many friends on Facebook, so many friends on Instagram, but we're not really connected to these people. So I have 1,000 friends on Facebook, but I only talk to 10 of them. So are these people really my friends? But the truth is we're not connecting. And a good way to connect is to actually reach out to these people and say, you know what? I'm really grateful that when I was going through XYZ, you came through for me. I think you're loyal. I think you're an amazing friend to have. And what that does is when you give someone a compliment like that, it immediately elevates your mood. And it's very rare that a compliment is met with distaste or anger. Like most times when you give people a compliment, they will give you one right back. And that just creates that ripple effect of happiness. Okay? So the first thing I said is learn to live in the moment. Don't think that happiness is going to happen to you when something happens or when you get something, you know. No, happiness is a journey. It's not a destination. So it's happiness is right now. What am I making of this minute? Not what's going to happen to me in an hour. No, it's what am I doing this minute to ensure that I enjoy this minute? Let me give you guys an example. So I really love shoes. Buying shoes is my addiction. I have shoes that I haven't worn, but every time I get that package, I usually buy online, and every time I get that package in the mail, I get so excited. I'm so eager to open up the box, and I open it, I'm so excited. I feel like I'm happy, you know, and I get this surge of joy and excitement. I put on the shoes, I walk around the house. In about 30 minutes, I'm over it. And so I take out the box. I usually throw the shoe box away, and I put the shoes back on the shelf. And then 2 days later, I'm like, dang, I should have kept that shoebox because I'm not feeling that shoe as much as it's not bringing me as much joy as I thought it would, right? And if only I had that box, I'd just return it, you know? But the truth is, things don't make you happy. People cannot give you lasting happiness. They cannot. People can make you feel good for a few minutes, but if you actually have the key to making yourself happy. The key doesn't lie in anyone else's hand. I'm talking about genetics aside, because genetics you cannot control, but things that you can control, such as elevating your basal level of happiness, I'm telling you, it's not in another person's hand. You're not going to find happiness when you find the perfect boyfriend, when you find the perfect husband, no. Or even when you're around the best, you know, the coolest BFFs, you're not going to find happiness there, because you could be with these great people and still be unhappy, you know? And so just realize that your ability to be happy depends on what you do this minute, and also depends on your gratitude, okay? Another thing that can make you really, really happy is anticipating something good. This works for me all the time. Okay, so when I moved to America and I was in grad school, I did a ton of long distance relationships. The reason was because I was spending too much time in the lab. And when you spend so much time in the lab, it's hard to have an actual physical relationship because the guys around you are like, what's really happening? You're spending all this time in the lab. But I'm just like, hey, in my head, I'm thinking, you know, immigrant mindset. I'm just thinking, what is the reason why I'm in America? It's to get this education. I have to get this education if I want XYZ to happen for me. And so I'm like, I'm not going to be playing around. I'm going to, you know, focus. But then spending long hours in the lab, you know, better for long distance relationships. Anyway, so I was in this beautiful relationship and we would plan vacations. You know, we would plan things that we were going to do in the future. And just the thought of it, like the thought of, oh, we're going to Dubai. You know, we're going to this awesome place in December, or we're going to go to Catalina. We're thinking about doing this and that anticipation just pushes me to get through really tough times. And so if you're finding it hard to find something to be happy about, think about something that you really, really want. All right. Imagine that in your head. You know, I really want to do this and I really want to do that. And just picture that and let that be like motivation to you. That's the best form of motivation. The best form of motivation is the motivation that you give yourself. Anticipate something that you really, really want. For me, I wanted to graduate. I wanted to get that degree. And that was my driving force. That was my what made me happy. All right. To come into lab every day to do that research, to get that degree. So make sure that it's not all about I will be happy when I get the degree, but it's more like I'm happy today because I'm doing the things that will help me, you know, realize my dreams. Basically, you don't really get happy at one point in your life and then that's it, and then you continue to coast in that level of happiness. If you're waiting till you get married to become happy, what happens on your wedding day when you hit that maximum level of happiness? Does it drop or does it increase? So people hit that level of happiness and then it drops, because then they're like, then what? You know, that's why I said it's better for you to spend each day figuring out the little things that you're going to do to make yourself happy than to wait till something big happens in your life to be actually happy. Do you know that exercise can also make you happier? Feeling good is even enough to make you believe that you're doing well in life, okay? And so when you exercise, generally you feel a whole lot better. That can interpret to happiness. And so you want to be exercising because that will make you happy, guys. Another thing is meditation. And this goes back to what I was saying, that the power to be happy lies with you. It doesn't lie with someone else. And if you learn how to be happy by yourself, then being happy when other people are around becomes so easy. All right. And so what meditation does is that you're able to focus on you. And so you spend time by yourself focusing on you. And, you know, research has shown that if you spend time meditating, you're actually increasing your level of happiness, because then, you know, you're decreasing your stress levels. Okay. So I hope you guys were able to learn something new today. I hope you learned that happiness is not what happens to you at the end of the road. You know, happiness is a journey. Life is a journey. You want to be happy every single day. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be disappointed sometimes, because actually being truly happy also means that you get to connect with other people around you. Don't try to give happiness to people around you and then, you know, you're suffering inside. That's what comedians do, is they make all of us laugh, but some of them are not happy themselves. So be happy yourself and then give happiness to other people. All right. So happiness is not a destination. Happiness is a journey. Gratitude is the best attitude. You know, be grateful for the things that you have. Count your blessings. I always say that. It's so easy to say, I don't have this and I don't have that. And I, you know, I'm going to be happy when I buy a new car. I'm going to be happy when I get a new job. I'm going to be happy when I get married. I'm going to be happy when I get kids. These things are going to happen, most likely. These things will most likely happen. But what's going to happen while you're waiting? You know, we spend so much time in waiting. As I'm talking to you right now, there are so many things I'm waiting for. I can't even begin to tell you. There's so many things that I'm waiting to happen. And if I'm waiting for these things to happen, what about now? You know? And so I have to make a conscious effort every single day. Spend the day just being grateful. Understand that sometimes you're going to be sad, and that's okay because we're human. Sometimes bad things happen, all right? But your ability to empathize and ability to make things better, or think of even making things better, will change the narrative. Another thing that you have to keep in mind is that gratitude is the best attitude. Be grateful. Constantly think of things to be grateful for. And before you know it, teaching your brain new skills. All right. Another thing that you should keep in mind is sometimes you can't find something to be happy about for at the moment. Anticipate happiness. Think of something that you want to do or a place that you want to go. You know, let that motivate you to, you know, anticipate that happiness. Another thing you have to realize is that happiness doesn't come from things that we have. Happiness doesn't come from people. Happiness comes from within, your decision to be happy. All right. So you can increase your basal level of happiness today by deciding to be happy, deciding that you're going to change the way you react to certain things. All right, guys, I hope I really got you to think about something different today. And I really hope it translates to you taking actual measures to increase your level of happiness. If you have things that you feel like you can add to it, or things that you're doing right now that you feel can actually help someone else, you know, find their happy place, feel free to reach out to me, African Princess in America, on Instagram, or on Facebook, Tales of an African Princess in America, or even by email, talesbydrozy@gmail.com, and tell me the things that you're actually doing right now to increase your basal level of happiness. All right, that would be great if you can share that with everyone. So we've come to the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Go ahead and have a great week, and I'll talk to you on my next episode. Bye bye.